I've said this many times, but it's true. The Torah is not a seventh grade LA project where you have to get as many words in as possible. So therefore, you find a way to sneak a couple words in by cannot as opposed to can't and things like that. So whenever the Torah writes something in a way that's redundant, there has to be a message to it. And when we start our parsha, it starts, Eile Pekutei Mishkan, Mishkan Ha'etut, Asher Pekutei Moshe. It's twice. These are the Pekutei, these are the accountings, these are the numberings of the Mishkan. Why does it say it twice? Rashi quotes and says that it's to remind us that there's actually two Batei Mikdash that the Jewish people will have built and that God will have destroyed them and taken them back. It's sort of the pikadon, it's the collateral for our behavior, and God took it away when we didn't behave accordingly. Asks the Pnine HaTorah, how does that work exactly? What does that mean that God takes away the Mishkan as a collateral? What does that exactly mean? And he gives a beautiful explanation, a beautiful mashal. He says there was a king, and the king had a son who was rebellious, and the king was so angry with his kid. So he says, I'm going to take a stone, a massive stone, and I'm going to throw it at you. Says the, what happens? His kid does tshuva. His kid comes back and he says, oh man, but I said I was going to throw the stone at you. What am I supposed to do? So he's a little bit torn. So he talks to one of his advisors and says, what am I supposed to do? And his advisor says, take the rack, the stone, this big stone that you had in mind, and break it into many, 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 many pieces. And throw the pebbles at your son. And this way, you'll have accomplished what you wanted. You'll have thrown the quote-unquote stone at your son, but you also won't harm him. Explains the Pnine HaTorah. The Jewish people, they sinned. Where? The first sin was Chet HaEgel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there, with the same pakat, that every time you sin, it's going to be a little itty bit of the Chet HaEgel in the punishment that's going to come to you. It comes back. And it comes back for generations and generations. How exactly does that work? God destroys God chooses not to destroy the Jewish people. But each time he throws a pebble at us. Some pebbles are a little bit bigger. Some are a little bit smaller. Some hurt a little bit more. And some hurt a little bit less. But an interesting thought that Rabbi Rasner concludes the Dvar Torah with is that if that's the case, that God is saying, I'm going to take this accounting for you and I'm going to hold the Mishkan as a collateral, then what do we have to do? We have to realize that that's the case. And when we realize that that's the case and that's where our punishment is coming from, then the same way God remembers and throws those little pebbles at us, we have to remember also that God is holding us accountable for it and say, well, there's a way to get it back. If we do the reverse of those actions, then God will bring the Beis HaMikdash back. May it be His will that it comes back soon. Have a great day.